Chapter 20. My conception of New York City came from rap music. I envisioned it as a place where people shot each other on the street and got away with it. No one walked on the streets. Rather, people drove in their sports cars looking for nightclubs and for violence. I really wasn't looking forward to being somewhere this crazy. I had had enough of that back home. It was dark when the plane landed at John F. Kennedy International Airport. It was 4:30 p.m. I asked Dr. Tamba why it was dark so early in this country. "Because it is winter," he said. "Oh," I nodded, but the early darkness still didn't make sense to me. I knew the word winter from Shakespeare's texts, and I thought I should look up its meaning again. Dr. Tamba took our passports and did all the talking at immigration. We got our bags and headed toward the sliding doors. "Maybe we shouldn't just venture into the streets like that," I thought, but Dr. Tamba was already outside. When Ba and I stepped through the sliding doors, we were greeted by an extremely cold wind. I felt my skin tighten. I couldn't feel my face, and it seemed my ears had fallen off. My fingers hurt, and my teeth chattered. The wind penetrated through the summer pants and the t-shirt I was wearing, and it felt as though I wasn't wearing anything. I was shivering as I ran back into the terminal. I had never in my life felt this cold. How can anyone survive in this country? I thought, rubbing my hands together and jumping around to generate some heat. Ba stood outside with Dr. Tamba, his hands wrapped around himself and shaking uncontrollably. For some reason, Dr. Tamba had a jacket, but Ba and I didn't. I waited in the terminal while Dr. Tamba hailed a taxi. Then I ran outside and jumped in, quickly closing the door behind me. There were little white things falling out of the sky, and they seemed to be accumulating on the ground. "What is this white stuff falling from the sky?" I thought to myself. Dr. Tamba told the driver our destination, reading it off a piece of paper he held in his hand. "Is this your first time in the city? And are you guys enjoying the beautiful snowfall?" the taxi driver asked. "Yes, it is their first time in the city," Dr. Tamba replied and busied himself putting away our documents. I had never heard of the word snow before. It is not exactly something that we discuss in Sierra Leone, but I had seen movies about Christmas, and this white fluffy stuff was in those movies. It must be Christmas here every day, I thought. When we entered the city, it seemed as if someone had lit the many tall buildings that shot into the sky. From afar, some of the buildings looked as if they were made of colorful lights. The city glittered, and I was so completely overwhelmed that I couldn't decide where to look. I thought I had seen tall buildings in Freetown, but these were beyond tall. It seemed they were poking the sky. There were so many cars on the street, and they impatiently honked even when the light was red. And then I saw people walking on the sidewalks. I rubbed my eyes to make sure that I was really seeing people on the streets of New York City. It wasn't as dangerous as I had heard it was. Not so far. The lights were brighter than the ones back home, and I kept looking for the utility poles that the electric wires hung on, but I couldn't see any.